This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, the Director of Music at St. Andrew's Cathedral, Ross Cobb. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. And I am excited to see that the Conference of Church Music is coming up. An incredible event. Explain to us a little bit about the event and why it started.
Well, it's an interesting way it started. So the Royal School of Church Music is like an international umbrella organisation which basically helps to encourage and educate church music across the world. It started almost 100 years ago in England at Westminster Abbey, actually, and now it's completely international. And Australia, apart from England, is the largest organisation that exists in the organisation outside of England. So we're very excited to do that. And I head that organisation up in New South Wales because each state is represented. But also for the last 5 years or so, I've headed up the whole of Australia. So until a few years ago, it tended to concentrate on the more kind of traditional styles of church music, you know, organs and choirs and that kind of thing. We wanted to, and especially this is my passion really as a church musician, we wanted to expand that and expand its outlook and its educational outreach into contemporary music, which is what I do a lot of here at the Cathedral as well. So that's what we're trying to do with this whole festival.
Right, and so when you're teaching people how to do church music well, because the experience of church is so different for different denominations, age groups, etc., the music can look quite different. So what sort of things are you teaching them to include in it?
Well, we wanted to try and do something that had every kind of church musician could say, this is amazing, I want to be part of this. This is just something which I've never quite experienced before. So we wanted to open people's eyes to maybe other traditions of church music which they haven't experienced before. But we also wanted to say to those people who are involved in, say, contemporary church music, we can train you, we can help you do that better as well. So every kind of church music will be covered within the week, and hopefully everybody will walk away thinking, I'm just really inspired to do this better. And also, I'm really inspired to look at other ways of doing church music as well. I've been, you know, just have my eyes open to that as well as what I do.
And doing the job that you do, obviously you're quite passionate about music and sharing it in the context of church. What is your real interest and drive for that passion?
That's a really good question. I think I've got the best job in the world because I love God and I love people. And I love music, and church music just hits all three of those targets, just big time. So you have to do it with other people. It's all about God, and it involves music. And also, it just involves the most wonderful music and the best people, and you're just singing it about and to a glorious God who just loves music and loves people. So I just, church music, I just think is the best calling. It really is.
Yeah, and if you're into the drums and brass and a good choir, there's nothing that kind of beats that experience.
Nothing can beat it, I think. You know, I constantly tell my, you know, my minister colleagues, you know, that my job, choir master job, musician's job, is the only job that actually continues in heaven when everybody else, you know, is made redundant, you know. They're on the dole, you know, the godly dole. But, you know, we're the guys that are still carrying on singing and joining, leading the choirs of, you know, 10,000 times 10,000. We're still doing it.
Yeah, you guys will be in charge.
Everything else has been rolled up. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. We'll look to you. And lots of people are going to want to go to this event. I know many musicians, of course, probably some of us who just want to be part of the experience. But how would you like it to impact the people that come along?
Well, we're doing lots of things for just musicians, but also doing things for leaders of churches. So we're running a clergy and minister sort of training course as well about how to use music. So we'd like to just help them come along to that and to see how they can encourage their musicians and how can they foster good music in their churches. Obviously, we want musicians to come along and be part of it, help make it all happen. So we're hoping to get all sorts of musicians, people who run music in cathedrals like me, people who run like a little tiny town church with just one other person playing the guitar. We want them to come as well. We want people to come and join in the big choir stuff that we're doing. So we're getting one of the many people we're getting out is a man called Noel Tredinnick, who's coming from All Souls Langham Place, which is like a real kind of centre of contemporary church music in England, and he's been there for almost 50 years.
Wow.
And he runs something called Prom Praise at the Albert Hall, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen, Last Night of the Proms at the Albert Hall? It's a bit like that, but it's like a Christian Last Night of the Proms. So we're doing that as part of the, that's one of the last things that we do in the week. That's going to be at Sydney Town Hall. And we're getting an orchestra together of Christian musicians who are coming together for the first time, and a choir of about 300, and the big town hall organ.
Wow.
And we've also got a City Alight band who are just amazing. And we've got a couple of opera singers. And we're just going to do a great big praise concert of all sorts of music.
Wow.
All sorts of Christian music and also some secular music as well. And we're going to use this as just a great big celebration. And also it's something that we can invite our friends to who maybe wouldn't go to a church service and say, actually, you may want to come to this if you're not Christian, and there'd be something here that you'd really enjoy, and there'd be, like a mild kind of evangelistic message in there as well. So
right.
That's going to be the last thing I think we do in the week. That's on the Saturday, the 13th of July.
It sounds like so much fun, Ross. Thank you so much for sharing some of your passion with us, and we look forward to the event.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.